You're listening to the Living Inside Out podcast, and I'm your host, Tux Aroturi. This is episode 90. Welcome to the Living Inside Out podcast, where we believe our gifts are given to help us navigate the challenges of life. Episode 90 is The Confident Entrepreneur. Hey, my dear friend, how are you doing? How has your week been? How's your day going? I hope you've been well. Hope you've been thriving. Welcome to the beautiful month of April. Welcome to spring. April is my birth month, so it is my favorite month of the year. I love everything about it. I love the fact that it's two syllables and the fact that it has an A sound and it's only five letters. Don't mind me. But I am so glad you're here. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Thank you for coming. Thank you for giving me a few minutes to speak into your life, speak to your mind. If at the end of today's episode you think, wow, I really loved this and I could do with some more of this, then please do two things for me. One, tell your friends, tell them to subscribe, to listen to any episode at all, maybe this one if you loved it. And the second thing I'd love you to do is to give me a 5-star rating on the podcast app you're listening on. Now, I know not every app has got the rating system, but Spotify does, as well as Apple Podcasts, and I'm sure there are a few others. Or you can simply send me a message to tell me what you thought about it. Rating and reviewing the podcast really does help to make sure that it is heard and seen by more people. And that is my goal, that as many people as possible will have the opportunity to have their minds transformed by thinking differently, you know, by addressing limiting beliefs that are swaddling and holding our gifts back. So that is my goal. And if you have been listening for a while, thank you for coming back. I appreciate your, I want to say patronage, because you are paying with your time. So I do appreciate your patronage. I appreciate you trusting me to constantly speak into your mind. I don't take it lightly at all, and I'm encouraged every time I get a feedback or, you know, DM or whatever it is. I am truly encouraged to keep going. If you have not rated this podcast, please do so, as I said earlier, because it really, really makes a difference. It does help more people to find it. I'm excited whenever I look at the numbers and the analytics and I see that we have people from so many countries, from countries in Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia. And I am like, oh, well, we're a big family. Oh, but honestly, I feel privileged to be able to do this. And if you have enjoyed the podcast and you feel like you need a little bit more, then head to my website, tuxaroturi.com, where I have a number of workshops and courses that I offer. One of them that you can start immediately is Introduction to Your Rockstar Story. So your rockstar story is the story of your life with its twists and turns, but told from the point of view of a winner as opposed to a victim. I delivered a TED Talk late last year, and the title is The Superpower of Authentic Storytelling. And really, that was just my rockstar story. The rockstar story that I tell, my rockstar story, has opened countless doors for me. I cannot tell you just how it has helped from, you know, goodness, getting a concession in a major department store, getting an invitation by the prime minister to come have cocktails at 10 Downing Street, even seeking investment and telling my story has turned things around for me. I've received several invitations to partner with companies and do different things because people heard my story. Now, it's not because I have such a remarkable story, although you may think it is when you listen to the TED Talk. It's only because I learned how to tell it in a way that is authentic. And authenticity exposes your heart to people so that they connect with the real you. The world we live in today is more focused on presenting the highlight reel of our lives, making sure that we are seen in a particular light that will be celebrated by people. And then we hide the parts of us that we're ashamed of, that we think nobody wants to hear about or no one is interested in. Well, the truth is, everyone has got parts that are flawed, that are damaged, that are uncomfortable, and that cause a little bit of embarrassment. And so people can relate to your shame and they can relate to your disappointment and your embarrassment. Why are you hiding it? Telling your story is one way to increase the levels of confidence. You know, when I told one of the reasons I decided to tell mine, besides reading an article where two versions of a story were told of the same woman, and I was inspired to rewrite mine, one of the driving forces was that we had lost everything and we came back from the US ashamed and uncomfortable. And there was an individual who was going around practically bragging about the fact that we failed and laughing and talking about us in churches and so on. And one day I thought, you know what, you don't get to talk about me. I talk about me. So I'm going to tell my story and then your words are simply going to co-sign what I said, because I didn't want to give them the power to continue to choose the narrative with which other people viewed my life. And so I encourage you to write your rockstar story. We have three options. The first one is introduction to your rockstar story. This is on demand. You can take that whenever you want to. And it's a video, pre-recorded video, and you just walk through it. It's got everything that you need, really. And if you're quite confident in your own ability to get it done, then that's a great one to do. Do it at your own pace, at your own time. It's only 2 hours long, and it's rich with everything you need. Now, the next level up is behind the scenes. And behind the scenes is a slightly elevated one because you are now in a class with six other people. You can ask questions and I can give answers. I can give suggestions and we'll tweak things and we do it all live together. And then finally, I've got Notes of a Rockstar's Life, which is a one-to-one experience where you and I craft your story together. We go through all of the nitty-gritty and you end up with three versions of your story. So the brief, the medium, and the longer version, because you will have multiple opportunities where one or the other is more suitable. So I recommend that you rewrite your story regardless. If you are not even willing to invest in that manner, then head to episode 2. I think it's episodes 1 and 2 of this podcast where I share my rockstar story in its entirety, and you can probably get some inspiration from then, or probably you will get some inspiration where you can do it yourself as well. So either way, I think everyone needs to have their version of their narrative in hand so that no one writes it for them and they end up living by it. You can also catch my TED Talk on YouTube, TED's website on YouTube. The title is The Superpower of Authentic Storytelling. I think I already mentioned that. Finally, I am running a PR workshop. So I get quite a lot of requests from small business owners asking for opportunities and the know-how to get the PR, the sort of level of PR that I get. So I've done my own PR in my business for most of the life of the business, because when I first started, I started on a shoestring. I literally had nothing. And so I started doing it myself. I eventually hired a PR agent who was wonderful. And every single thing that I learned in those very lean days of my business journey became a template for me. So it was no longer, hey, I need someone to do my SEO. It was more like, I'm paying to learn how to do it. I need someone to do my PR. Nope. I am paying to learn how to do PR myself. It became a workshop. And that's a great way to function and run your business, because it's no longer just things being done for you, but you're acquiring knowledge and information. You're investing into yourself as well as into the business. So I've learned a thing or two about public relations and how to get free press. That's what PR is really. It's free press. It's not paid. And I've enjoyed quite a bit of it. And I will be teaching how to do it. Now, what inspired me to run this workshop was that every time I get an opportunity or I see, you know, a journalist is looking for somebody who is in the catering business or somebody who is a fashion designer or runs a restaurant or something, instantly I think of my friends, I think of my circle, and who do I know that's doing one of these things, and I send it off. But the issue I find is the way that the information is fed back isn't always good enough for it to be picked up by the press. There's a lot that goes into how you present yourself so that you are attractive to the journalist. And that's what I'm going to be teaching in the class, besides the getting the PR itself, but it's making sure that you have control over how you're being presented. I had one incident where an article was written about me by a well-known newspaper. It wasn't a full article, but I think it was like a quarter of a page or maybe even half a page. It was a while back. And I was not happy because of the way that I was presented. So that showed me that I needed to control and tighten my narratives and be responsible for how I'm being presented. The challenge we have is when someone says, hey, we'd love to feature you, the euphoria overshadows our common sense sometimes, and we think that they want what we want. But you must always remember that magazines, media, journalists, they are looking for a story for their audience, and they want one that will be enjoyed by the audience and will sell. They're not thinking, I want to help elevate this person's business. So your goal and their goal are often quite different. And so in the workshop, I'm going to teach you how to make sure that you are clear on what you want and you're able to communicate it well. It's just a lot of information from the kind of publications you want to be seen in. I get requests often from certain publications that I don't accept because I want to control my personal brand. And on the subject of PR and media, I'm going to be appearing on Channels TV on the 6th of April, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. So if you are not in Africa or you're not in a country where you have access to Channels TV, it will be on their YouTube channel. And it's also going to be linked to the show notes later, perhaps not today because it wouldn't have broadcast by the time this goes out. So you will, if depending on when you're listening to this podcast anyway, so you'll come back and find it. If you're not subscribed to my newsletter, I encourage you to do so. The first thing you'd receive when you subscribe is my 30-day self-coaching journal. I created this digital product so that you can journal, because the power of journaling cannot be overstated. It is very introspectively led. So it forces you to look within yourself, which is where all the answers are. The answers are not all around us. They're not in the hearts and minds of gurus around the world. It's all within us because we have a unique path to walk on. So you get that when you subscribe, and you'd also begin to receive behind the scenes information. Some of it is how I come across the lessons that I share on the podcast. Some of it is just information that I might be privy to, but I want to share with you. And all of it is incredibly inspiring, because I will not put anything out there that's not going to change the lives of people, because I believe that's what my purpose is. I think all of us have a purpose to make sure that everybody that crosses our path is somehow blessed by that. And I want that for you as well. So if you go to my website again, talksarahtiri.com, or at the footnotes or the show notes of this podcast, there will be a link to sign up and to join my mailing list, and you can start to get this great content. Now, let us get into the business of today, the confident entrepreneur. As a businesswoman, one of the areas that I have noticed I needed a lot of growth in was in the area of confidence and decision making. You know, when I started my business on my own, I was powered mostly by euphoria and excitement and drive, and I'm not going to fail. I'm going to make sure this works out. And that is wonderful. When you first start out a business or you start out anything new in life, it comes with the power and enough zeal and zest to get you started and get you started off well. But that starting fuel isn't often enough to keep you going. So at some point on my journey, I came to a place where my decision making went from confident and I don't care to what if I fail? I'm too scared to make this decision. One area that it was marked was the area of transitioning from a solopreneur into an employer. I went from running my business on my own to having one member of staff for the longest time. And then my one member grew to five or six almost overnight. And suddenly I had to go from making decisions on my own and bouncing ideas off one person to leading a team. And that was a struggle for me because my personality, my tendency to people please kept getting in the way. And it became more important that I was liked and accepted by them than for me to make sure I was leading them in the right way. So I have zero regrets about that experience, because if I did not go through that, I wouldn't know what sinister limiting belief was lurking beneath the surface of my mind. And I say that to encourage you to let that be the way you operate, is that when things go wrong or when you identify a trait that you do not like or you don't even respect within you, don't beat yourself up. Instead, be thankful that you came across it, because otherwise you're just going to navigate life without knowing that it's there, and it will sabotage greater opportunities in the future. So decision making is something that we cannot avoid. You know, when growing up as a child, your decisions were made for you, and it had to take the personality of a fighter to go ahead and do their own thing anyway. And then your parents and the adults around you will say, this child is stubborn, you never do what you're told. But the reality is, those were the children that were working at being great decision makers. They didn't consider how they would appear. They didn't consider other people's opinions. They just made their own decisions. And I wish that for all of us, because it is absolutely essential that we can do so. When it comes to running a business, a business is really just a situation that you're in that is made up of one good decision after a bad one, after a good one, after a bad one. And in the process, we grow and we excel. From how to choose your staff, like last week's episode was on the intuitive entrepreneur, that requires decision making, to the business deals that you make, to how you present yourself as a business owner. You know, my business serves a demographic that I'm not necessarily a part of. And over the years, I struggled with how I presented myself to my clients. But I remember the day that I had my opening event, when I was opening my boutique, and I struggled and went back and forth about my hair. Should I have my afro out? Should I wear a weave? Should I wear a wig? Should I braid it? And God said to me, your hair and your skin are assets to your success. They are not hindrances. And that raised my confidence levels to the point where I began to trust more in my ability to make decisions for my business and especially in how I presented myself. One of the traits that you will notice when you are lacking confidence is that you go back and forth and back again on decisions you've already made. You might decide something, but then you run around to your friends or you're checking every article on LinkedIn to find out if the decision you made was a good one. You may find yourself going back to see if other people did it as well. I know that I did the same. I've mentioned on this podcast in the past about my season when I adopted a competitor, a former competitor, as a big brother because I was lacking in confidence in anything I did, that I was looking to them first. So if someone approached me and said, hey, Tokes, would love you to sell our blankets, I'll be like, I'll come back to you on that. And I'll check if Big Brother was selling it first. And if they weren't, I would decide, well, they're not selling it. There must be a good reason. I don't know what the reason is, but I'm just going to go with them. And a lot of my plans and my intentions were laced to them, you know, and a lot of my decision making was not coming from my spirit, but it was coming from what my eyes perceived. This is a clear sign of a lack of confidence. If you keep checking to see if other people are doing it as well, that's a lack of confidence, that you just cannot make that decision. Another sign that you are lacking confidence as an entrepreneur is if you are focusing more on acquisition than you are on acquisition of knowledge than you are on taking action. And again, this is something that I've experienced myself and I have been privy to as well as I mentor and coach other business owners, where you begin to gather information like information is running away from the world. And you gather and you study and you gather, you study, you tweak, you write, you plan, you intend, you talk about it. Then you gather some more, then you look at all the stats and you do a little bit more research. And all that this is a reluctance to take action because you don't have the confidence to take action, but your confidence is coming instead from acquiring the knowledge. And then you reassure yourself that you can do it because you know what to do. And it doesn't matter that you don't do it now, but you know what to do and you're just trying to make sure it's done perfectly. This, my friend, is a lack of confidence. Living Inside Out is named thus because the power to navigate life on earth comes from within, not without. It doesn't come from acquiring things or acquiring knowledge. Yes, that is important. And we cannot function in the world without what the world also has to offer us. But your superpower lies within you. How do I know that? Because you were created first around an existing purpose and you were equipped with everything you need to manifest that purpose on earth. So everything that you need is actually inside of you. It's not outside you. Living superficially is the opposite of living inside out. And it will have you exalting action over high-level strategy. So on the one hand, you are exalting knowledge over action. And on the other hand, you're exalting action over high-level strategy. And I say this because I know that most people, or a good number of people who listen to this podcast, run their own businesses or are in the driving seat of their own careers, which means that you need to be strategic in the way that you live your life and in the way that you drive your career. Now, if you're not being strategic and your focus is just taking action, that's a sign that you are living superficially because you have exalted your body over your mind. And one thing that we say on this podcast repeatedly is the mind is superior to the body and the spirit is superior to the mind. There is a hierarchy in the way that God created us. Our bodies are actually servants of our minds, but a lot of times we treat the body as master and we exalt its action and its ability over the role of the mind, which is to strategize and plan our path and make sure that things get done. When you exalt action over strategy, when you exalt your body over your mind, you won't be able to delegate because you believe that you must be the one that does it. Unless your body is actually doing it, you don't consider it to be worthy. You will also wait for applause and validation before moving forward because your motivation is external as opposed to it being intrinsic. So I'm going to leave you with three tips to help you to build your confidence as a business owner, as a man, as a woman. Number one, recognize your own uniqueness. Recognize your gifts, your peculiarities, and resist the urge to chisel out the parts of you that stick out. There is something about this world and this society that I live in that encourages uniformity and oneness to the point that people want to be clones of each other. Some of us look at other people and begin to handpick or cherry pick the parts of them that we like and wish that we had that. I mean, there's parts of us that we love. We generally love ourselves, but we're like, oh, I like the way she does this. I wish I could do that. I like the way, you know, her nose points left. And I wish my nose pointed left too. And we focus so much on erasing the parts of us that stick out across the lines. Social media doesn't help when you see aesthetically pleasing faces, nicely contoured, beautiful, sculpted bodies and, you know, in some cases, sculpted bums as well. And then you start to desire what they want or you start to compare with yourself and you feel, and this is just me being silly with my examples because I'm not even talking about the physical, I'm talking about the unseen parts of us, you know, invisible values and traits and quirks and the way that we do things. We want to look a certain way because that's what our eyes have beheld and liked. Instead of doing all of that, recognize your own uniqueness and hold on to it. Let it stand out. Lead with it if you need to. There's a lady called Terrell Saville Foy, and she, Terry, I think her name is, and she is a preacher and an author and a speaker. Amazing woman, very, very inspiring. I was listening to her just the other day. And she's got a very unique voice. Her voice is particularly small and delicate and thin. And the first time I heard her speak, I thought she was putting it on. But do you know what she led with? She goes, yeah, I know I have the voice of a 5-year-old. And she's laughing. She leads with that unique trait of hers. You know, she doesn't try to explain it away to people and say, oh, I don't know what happened, or I had an accident, or I've got a defect, or what have you. But that is a very unique trait of hers, and she wears it like a badge. So there is something about you that's unique that you are uncomfortable with. Begin to lead with it. I have a cousin whose hair doesn't grow in tropical climates. I can't remember what the condition is. He's a really, really sweet guy. The first time I was out with him one day many years ago, And someone said, oh, I love your hair. You know, you're sporting the bald hair and everything. He goes, oh, no, my hair doesn't grow in tropical climates. And he said it. And it was the first time I'd seen someone say something about a variation in their appearance without having to explain it away or hide it or give the story behind it or sound like they were defeated. That taught me a lesson that I'll never forget. And so now when there is something about my life, like losing everything, when all of my friends are excelling financially and I was going backwards, I learned to lead with it because it helped me. One, it helped me to cope, but also I embrace it because that is my life. That is my story. That's my journey. And that's why I ended up on the TEDx stage, because I have a unique story. And you can too, because your story is also unique. So stop hiding. The second point is to be impeccable with your word to yourself. I mentioned this from the Four Agreements last week. I think it was on the podcast, or maybe it was a speaking engagement. I can't remember. But be impeccable with your word to yourself. If you say you're going to bed at 9 o'clock, do it. It's something small, but it reinforces your ability to do what you have chosen to do. And the third tip is be comfortable saying you don't know. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You're not supposed to know everything. You know, I think it's going to school and where knowledge is tested and questions are asked in class and people put their hands up and they clap for you when you know. That has led us to the point of exalting knowledge above everything else. If you don't know something, it's okay to say you don't know. When I'm coaching or teaching and someone asks me a question that I actually don't know the answer for, I tell them, I actually don't know, but it's something that we need to learn and I'm going to check it out. Admitting you don't know something stops you from being scared of being found out, because that's what a lack of confidence is. What if they know? And then it leads people to embellish themselves so that they can finally feel worthy. I've gone over my normal time, but I want to make three quick announcements. This Saturday, the 6th of April, 7:30 p.m. West African time, which is also UK time, I'm going to be on Channels Television sharing my business journey and talking about my plans for the future. So make sure you catch me. And on that subject, I have mentioned the PR workshop. So there is a PR workshop that I'm going to be running. If you're interested in that, send an email to pa@talksaritari.com so we can add you to the waiting list. It's going to be a small group of people who want to work on their personal brand or their business brand and don't know where to start from, or they do know where to start from, but they want to tighten it. It's going to be epic. And there's also the Rockstar story, which I think I have also mentioned. Why am I doubling over things? I don't know. You can get the Rockstar story. All the links to all of this is in the bio, in the show notes. Now, if you know of anyone or company, organization looking for a dynamic, transformational speaker, guess what you're going to do? You're going to mention my name. Tell them you know somebody. And I would really appreciate an introduction. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. And I will talk to you next week. Have a good one.